Well, grain futures has been a week mostly liquidation after corn scored new spring highs here. December corn did. The spot July tagged the high made back on March 9th before they dutifully sold the heck out of it pretty good this week. Recovery bounce being seen today along with beans back over $12 because, well, frankly, we're rolling into the weekend and crude oil, which was supposed to be at zero by now, it's back towards $96, had been as high as $98.64 overnight, heading back to $100 for the weekend because we know this war decisions are always made over the weekend. Saturday morning at 6 o'clock has been a popular time, or sometime Saturday or Sunday, we might see Iran probably Zelensky this potential peace deal. They're going to want something more. God knows what it'll be, but it'll be something that President Trump won't agree with, and that'll have this thing probably higher for crude oil on Sunday night, Monday, which in the last 10 weeks, we've been higher 9 out of 10 weeks, lower 1. So odds are friendly towards higher again. We'll see. Don't know, okay? Just expressing some opinions. That's allowed the grain markets to bounce today. Of course, President Trump is on his way to China next week. The beast is already there, his car. That went over on a C-17, I think, on Thursday, and it's on track to be there. The summit will occur between President Xi and President Trump, and they're going to talk and work out some deals. Some think there's prospects of up to 12 million metric tons of old crop beans yet to be bought by China that they'll agree to. And then, of course, maintaining that November talk last year that they're going to take 25 million metric tons of new crop beans this year and next year. So the beans are firming up on this news. Currently, July beans up 14¾ cents at 1207. November's up 14½ at 1188. Corn for July, 4¼ higher to 471¾. December new crop up 4 at 493½. The wheat trade higher July Kansas, picking up 7¾ cents to 675. July Chicago up 7¼, 619½. Minneapolis wheat, almost the same price as Kansas now. It's only about a 2½ cent premium. We're up 4 cents right now for Minneapolis July, 677¾. September up 4¼, 698¼. Cattle futures, another down day again here today. Concerns that our conversations with the Brazilian government, which are ongoing, might see some more tariff reductions above and beyond the quotas that we allow for beef. Has that market rattled a little bit? Never mind the fact we had some cash trade this week as high as 258 in the south. The board for June cattle right now down 65 cents, 249.40. August off a buck 10, 244.80. Feeder cattle May unchanged at up 22 cents right now at 366.55. August though, down $2.20, $2 off the lows. I should say $2.30 off the lows. We are currently still off $2.12 at $3.6405. September feeders down $2.37, $3.6227. November down $2.62 at $3.5675. In the feeder cattle, in the hogs, July is up 57 cents, $103.52, while June off 65 cents, $98.72. Heading into the weekend, gold for June on a friendly jobs number up $19 an ounce, $4,730. Silver for July is up 82 cents, $81 even after giving up about $1.20 from earlier highs. Dollar index is lower by 16 cents. We're at 97.79. Bitcoin May futures contract is near steady. We're at $80,350. And over in the crude oil market. Like I said, last night we were up as much as $3 at one time to $98.64, but currently up 74 cents a barrel. That's the June contract, $95.55. July up 79 cents, $91.86. Gasoline for June up 4 cents a gallon, $3.495, while that June diesel fuel contract up 5½ cents a gallon, $3.87¼. Any questions on trading commodity futures or getting a 30-day look at our newsletter, it's all at the website, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.